You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Monday, October 21st, 2019. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly, and I don't think it's hyperbole to say that this could prove to be one of the most important weeks for the Phillies from an organizational perspective in quite a few years. Before we dive too deeply into that, though, I want to talk to you about BlueChew.com, who's a sponsor of today's show. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew has a special deal for Locked On Phillies listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Again, that's BlueChew.com, first shipment free when you use the special promo code MLB. So the Phillies, per multiple reports, will have their final interview of the second round of their managerial search Monday when they interview Joe Girardi, who obviously managed the Marlins and much more notably, the Yankees, and that came in addition to a 15-year playing career as a catcher with a variety of teams. Last Thursday, they interviewed Dusty Baker for the second consecutive day. We talked about that on Friday's show. And then Friday, according to Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies interviewed Buck Showalter for the second time for the managerial vacancy. Jim Salisbury went as far as noting that Showalter canceled scheduled appearances on the YES Network, which is the Yankees entertainment station, for their coverage of the ALCS. He canceled his appearances on their Thursday and Friday to be in Philly and be prepared for his follow-up interview. So obviously, I think he views this as potentially his last chance to manage in the major leagues. So certainly he is all in on that. And I think Dusty Baker's probably in the same boat in a lot of senses. Friday, though, John Heyman of Radio.com and MLB Network noted that John Middleton, the Phillies' managing partner, is, quote, pulling players on Buck Showalter. Frankly, I'm not sure we won't eventually learn that John Middleton is asking select players about all three of the managerial candidates. But it's one thing to ask some veteran players about Dusty Baker, because Jay Bruce played for Dusty Baker in Cincinnati, Bryce Harper played for him in D.C., so there's some guys on the roster that are really familiar with Dusty Baker. And even as far as asking players about Joe Girardi, look, David Robertson's tenure in Philadelphia has been derailed by injuries, but he was signed last offseason because he was a respected veteran, and much of his success in his career came as a New York Yankee, and he was there for a good portion of Joe Girardi's time as their manager, including in 2009 when the Yankees won the World Series. So asking David Robertson's opinion about Joe Girardi probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But you think about the veterans on this Phillies team who you could potentially be asking around about managers: Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins, Andrew McCutchen, Jay Bruce, Aaron Nola, whoever. None of them have ever played for Buck Showalter, and that doesn't mean that there haven't been some connections made when they played against the Orioles, but largely you would be asking players for hearsay, and I don't know how much value there's going to be in that. John Heyman did note Friday that people in the Phillies organization, quote, seem to be happy with all three of Buck Showalter, Joe Girardi, and Baker in terms of how their interviews have gone thus far. Heyman did note, though, that the perception that because Klentak and McPhail have worked with Showalter in Baltimore previously, he has been viewed as the favorite to the public. But this line was interesting to me that Heyman added, and he said, quote, but owner John Middleton, who made the call and manager and is heavily involved, and folks would not be surprised if he preferred Dusty Baker or especially Joe Girardi. And here's the thing. Joe Girardi is overwhelmingly preferred by the Phillies fan base. Last offseason, John Middleton cited the preference of the Phillies fans to sign Bryce Harper over Manny Machado as something that factored into organizational strategy. And I don't think it's a good idea to run your organization based off of what the fan base wants. That said, though, I think last offseason, the fan base was correct in preferring Bryce Harper over Manny Machado. And in this case, I think they're again correct in preferring Joe Girardi over the other two potential candidates. The Vivid Seats app is also a sponsor of today's show. Let the Vivid Seats app help you make a memory that lasts a lifetime. There's so much to do around this time of year. NBA season starts this week. You have NFL, NHL, the World Series this week, college football. Go down the list. Like, who wouldn't have wanted to be at Happy Valley, whether you like Penn State or not, for a whiteout? To be in that type of environment, that's something I know from having been at those games. You remember your entire life. You can download the Vivid Seats app to help make that type of memory. Enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. That's the Vivid Seats app and promo code POSTSEASON. So how exactly likely is landing Joe Girardi? He's spoken to a few outlets, including notably Mike Francesa of WFAN, and he seemed very confident about managing in 2020. He withdrew from managing the team that was attempting to qualify for the 2020 Olympics. And Joe Girardi's a naturally confident guy, very honest, but he interviewed, at least for the Reds job last offseason, I don't remember if there was another job he interviewed for, but you didn't get this sense of confidence from him publicly that, yeah, I'm going to be managing somewhere next season. And the thing is, he said in the interview with Francesa that he's interviewed for three jobs. We know two of those jobs are the Phillies and the Mets. We speculate on the other being the Cubs, but whoever the third job is, you wonder how serious of a candidate he is if he hasn't been even confirmed to have interviewed for that job. At this stage, I also wonder how serious of a player the Mets are in terms of making a serious push for Joe Girardi and being all in. The Mets are just beginning their second round of interviews this week per Andy Martino of SNY, which is kind of crazy when you think they fired Mickey Callaway. They took a little time to wait, but almost a week less, maybe exactly a week less than the Phillies did. And somehow they've fallen behind. And the Phillies haven't cast a wide net. The Mets are casting a much wider net. And what's more, there's this nugget from an SNY article that Andy Martino also noted that a decision by the end of this month on the next manager of the Mets is a possibility, though the Mets are still doing some digging into names that have not surfaced yet. So it doesn't exactly sound like the Mets plan to pick their next manager this week. And it doesn't even necessarily sound like Girardi is the favorite to be the manager. Saturday, Martino tweeted this, quote, "Word is Carlos Beltran is expected to get a second in-person managerial interview with the Mets. He's the first known callback. Omar Minaya, who's the special assistant to the general manager, once upon a time he was the Mets general manager, and Allard Baird, who is the vice president and assistant general manager in New York, are, quote, said to be in his corner." So here's what this thing looks like as far as I can tell. The Phillies are going to interview Joe Girardi for a second time today. That may be it on their interviews. Maybe they'll ultimately decide to offer the job to Buck Showalter or to Dusty Baker. But if they decide Joe Girardi's their guy, they might be able to secure him by being more aggressive than the Mets or any other team. Todd Zalecki of MLB.com has noted that there's probably not going to be an announcement on who's going to be the next Phillies manager on Tuesday or Wednesday. Who knows if something leaks out, but teams tend to frown upon and it's just organizationally looked down upon, organizationally across the league, I should say, to announce stuff and overshadow the playoffs. And any managerial hiring would do that, but Joe Girardi, who is one of the most well-known baseball coaches in the country, certainly would overshadow the World Series to some degree. So they don't want to do that Tuesday or Wednesday. But Thursday, there's a day in between Game 2 of the World Series and Game 3 when they travel from Houston to D.C. An announcement could potentially be made, and I do get the sense that there's a very real possibility that that's either going to be Buck Showalter or Joe Girardi, and as much as I entered this search thinking it would be Buck Showalter, I think Joe Girardi's the right answer, and I'm not sure he's not ultimately going to be the person that John Middleton decides, for a variety of reasons, is the best selection here. I have a couple Yankees-related notes to get to. First, Jim Salisbury and John Heyman combined to report that the Phillies are offering their scouting director job to New York Yankees national cross-checker Brian Barber. Barber, among other decisions, was key in the Yankees' decision to select Aaron Judge in the first round of the 2013 MLB draft. obviously an organizational changing decision. Aaron Judge is one of the 5 or 10 best position players in the sport. We'll see how that ultimately plays out, but that's another huge organizational decision that could come to a conclusion this week. The Yankees, of course, lost in a classic playoff game Saturday night on a walk-off home run by Jose Altuve that sent the Astros to the World Series. I think that's a bad development for the Phillies' hopes of potentially signing Gerrit Cole, who's going to pitch Game 1 of the World Series for the Astros this week, but will be a free agent this offseason. John Heyman already predicted last week that the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes could come down to the Yankees and Dodgers. And I think now that both teams have officially missed the World Series, that only increases the likelihood that they're going to be aggressive in pursuing Gerrit Cole this offseason. The Yankees lost in the ALCS for the second time in 3 years to the Astros, who seem on the cusp of creating a mini dynasty. The best way to curb that dynasty is to take arguably the best player on the team and sign him to your team, in addition to the fact that the Yankees just need more pitching. And then the Dodgers also fell well short of their goals, losing in the NLDS after consecutive seasons of losing in the World Series. Last offseason, yes, the Phillies ultimately offered the most money and the longest deal to Bryce Harper, but the Dodgers and Yankees largely weren't involved in the sweepstakes for Machado and Harper. I think the Yankees checked in on Machado and monitored. The Dodgers did essentially the same thing on Harper. But let's say last offseason the Dodgers were willing to go 11 or 12 years for Bryce Harper. Would he still have signed with the Phillies? I don't know. And either way, this offseason, the Yankees and Dodgers are not going to be sitting out the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes. The Phillies can and probably should offer Gerrit Cole the biggest deal. But if the Dodgers or Yankees even get close to an offer, I think that could sway Gerrit Cole to going to a better-run organization that's ready to win a World Series immediately. So a giant week for the Phillies. You can read my coverage on PhilliesNation.com. Follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. And then obviously we are about halfway through the NFL season. NBA starts this week. You can read and the World Series, obviously. You can read my national sports coverage on radio.com. I'll talk to you guys next time.